Celebrate the feast of St. Stephen today, St. Stephen the Martyr, the day after Christmas. Christmas, we're full of joy and consolation and peace, happiness, a rest, so to speak. And today was this violent death of St. Stephen, being stoned to death, being hated by his persecutors who go after and kill him. And so this is a bit jarring. But it's maybe a sign to us of the reality of life. Life is full of joys and sorrows, happy times and sad times. And our religious life, this is a reality, and this is the way God wants it to be in this life. We are to be strengthened by consolation and joys and encouraged by God, but also to fight the battle against sin and Satan and the temptations of the world and the flesh and the devil. The two sides of the coin. We have to see both realities and accept both realities. We have to accept the good and the bad and the positive and the negative. So today is maybe the negative side of mortification we can think of, and the cross, sufferings and sacrifices that we have to embrace, carry with the strength of God, the help of God, prayer, asking God for help and strength. We can never carry the crosses on our own, can't endure martyrdom on our own. We can only trust in the grace of God, but we can all suffer for Christ. We can all die for our Lord. We can all do that with the strength of God, not our own. And we need to believe that and be ready for that. And to be ready for that, I think we need to embrace a life of mortification. And this is so important, to mortify ourselves in so many different ways. And this is really what differs the saints from the mediocre, saints from the sinners too. Those who don't mortify themselves, those who don't practice self-control, those who don't mortify their tongue, their palate, their temptations, and their life. You and I don't always mortify ourselves as much as we should. There's the mortifications that we have to do. You know, I think of the seven capital sins. Anger, pride, lust, greed, gluttony, envy. These things we have to mortify. We have to mortify those temptations, those urgings, those pullings towards sin. We have to. So mortification, we can think of mortification as a voluntary thing, like fasting. Fasting is usually voluntary. But some mortifications we have to do, or else we commit sin. So those seven capital sins, you know, and also think of the tongue too. Think of our speech, how many things we have to mortify ourselves of: gossip, of talking too much, of pride in our speech, and pride in our manner, and pride in our concentrating on ourselves in conversation, and our own opinions, and you know, all these things require mortification if we want to be saints. And look at the saints, they were good in mortification. So if we want to be saints, we want to be really holy, we need to be experts in mortifying ourselves, because there's so myriad of faults we can commit, or a myriad of temptations and urgings to do things that are not good and are not right. And it's a science, you could say, a science of sanctity. It's an art to look and see all these many ways where we can improve and do better, and see all the different ways we can make mistakes and to correct them. Mortification is a correction, correcting ourselves of so many different faults and failings and ways we can do things wrong. And so we need to look at all these things, and we work on them and focus on mortification. And it's a major number one part of our Christian life is mortifying our will. And so when we mortify ourselves, It's very often mortifying our will because we want to, we're inclined to do certain things which are not always good. And so we have to say no to my will. I've got to stop myself from doing these things or saying or feeling or wanting to do these things. So it's a will, you know. When we think of our will, we think a lot of times of our opinions and our wanting to do certain things, which is part of, and even more important to mortify our opinions, where it sort of gets to the very heart of our fallen nature, our opinions, which sort of rule us, and so we mortify our opinions. We're also mortifying our palate, and all the other seven capital tendencies to sin and temptations. So, yeah. So let's ask Our Lady to enlighten us on the path to mortification, path to sanctity, path to virtue, which is all part of mortification. So we accept the consolations and the encouragements and strength that God will give us, but we also see the need for the battle, and we engage, we accept, and we go out and meet and engage in the fight for holiness and goodness, and ask Our Lady to help us.
Fructum ventris tuum.